This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Believe me when I tell you I tried to avoid using the most overused macroeconomic phrase of at least the past couple of weeks as a way into our lead story today. But honestly, there is just no way not to say debt limit when you're talking about things that are dragging on this economy. Not the actual nuts and bolts deal that may or may not get done in the next, sorry, just checking the calendar. Yep, 6 days. Because honestly, big picture, it's not really going to do that much. Rather, I am speaking about the drag on the American consumer, who is already dealing with inflation and the Fed and interest rates and the recession-y vibes that are out there. So it should come as little surprise that in a reading out today from the conference board, we learned consumer confidence slipped a little bit in May. And if you dig into the data, as we are wont to do around these parts from time to time, you will see that those over age 55 are feeling especially glum. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes gets us going.
79-year-old Patricia Brooks was headed to the bingo game when I caught her outside a senior center in southeast Baltimore. She wasn't playing for big bucks.
Just a couple cents. That's all we have. You know, nickels, pennies.
When Brooks was younger, she worked as a nanny and in retail. Nothing that helped her save towards retirement. Now, living off of only Social Security makes her feel like the economy is doing terribly.
We try to keep our homes as nice as we can, try to buy our groceries, but it's hard. You have other bills. You got a rough time with it. And medical, oh my Lord, medical is so high.
A few blocks over, 69-year-old Michael Engler is out for his daily walk. He's not worried about his economic future after selling his financial planning and investment company.
It's a good business to be in, yes. I finally got tired of it.
But he isn't super optimistic about the economy as a whole.
I think the job market is strong, but interest rates are higher, so buying a house is more difficult. People are calling for a recession later this year.
People over age 55 are markedly more pessimistic than younger people, according to the Consumer Confidence Survey. They have less time left to earn or save money and have had more time to accrue debt. Adaman Ozel-Durham is a senior director at the conference board. He is almost 53 and says he gets it.
When I was in my 30s, I rarely looked at my retirement portfolio or the balance. But being over 50, now I'm thinking that my time horizon is shorter and I probably need to pay a little bit more attention. It kind of, focuses the mind.
In some ways, how you feel about the economy in your 60s and 70s depends on how things went in earlier decades. In Baltimore, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.